Hi, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all, it's Kaylin.
And this is episode 2, season 2 of Love Her, Leave Her Wild. Woo! Season 2 is coming on hot.
It is. Mm-hmm. Did you start season 2 just so we could start over with counting?
I you know what? I will get there. Probably when we get to around season or episode 13 to 17 is where I really get confused and I forget which episode we're on.
We'll just start over. That's fine. Start counting over.
Oh yeah. Cause I think I recorded episode 17, like 3 times.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. No, it was like 14 and 15 every time. It would be like, this is episode 14, maybe 15. I'm not really sure. But yeah, we caught up with 17, but then I was like, I'll remember it because it's my favorite number, but I forgot already.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So this episode is really special to me. It's really important to me. And it's all about assigning meaning.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that's the same as like assigning purpose?
I don't know. What do you mean by assigning purpose?
When I think of purpose and assignment, I think of different things. So assigning versus purpose and, or purpose and meaning the same.
Okay. Let me tell you what I mean. Okay. This is something that I have, learned in the last year. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I had just separated with my husband and, I was really down about how everything went down. And, I came across, maybe a month after, I came across some videos, on YouTube from Aaron Dowdy. I think that's how you say his last name. And he started talking about, getting on a different vibration and all that. And I'm not going to get into that right now, but he did talk about assigning meaning. Okay. And so it's that he said that there is no built-in meaning to things. So something happens and it's just not built in, you know?
Is he atheist?
No.
Are you sure? Really?
Okay. Yeah. No, he's not atheist. And, he just started talking about how, you know, if something happens, it doesn't automatically mean bad. Right.
Right.
So that's the one thing he talks about is when something happens in your life, there's no built-in meaning for it. It's not bad. It's not like, oh, he did this to me or she did that to me. This is all bad. I must not have been doing something right or they were doing something wrong or whatever. That's what we assign to it. That's the meaning. Mm-hmm. So when something happens to you and you assign a different meaning, like
instead of a consequence.
No. Okay. Say your partner cheated on you, your husband or your wife cheated on you. Right. And the built-in meaning that you would see from it right away would be, okay, well maybe I wasn't doing something or maybe, you know, I didn't love enough or could have had sex more or whatever. That's the meaning you assign to the cheating. Okay. Then you kind of internalize it and whatever, or you can assign it a new meaning, which is they did you a favor because you wouldn't have left.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
Right. So they closed that door for me so that I can open another door.
Right. Exactly. So okay. Yeah, they closed the door. So another one would open, but that's up to you to assign that. There is no built-in meaning to anything that happens in life.
Okay. Got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I got mm-hmm. it.
Okay. So that's what has really like helped me with a lot of things in my life in the last year.
Okay.
Okay. So it's
I can see that.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I just look at how things could be from different ways. And that helps me, you know, when something happens, something doesn't work out, a job that didn't work out, you're fired from one job.
You know what this rolls into, right? My favorite topic.
Joy?
toxic positivity? Because some people would say that that's what that is like saying everything happens for a reason, or, you know, it didn't, you know, your spouse didn't cheat on you so that you could open a different door of opportunity. Your spouse cheated on you because they're a piece of shit. But I'm like you, like my spouse would cheat on me to open another door for opportunity. Like that's how I would see it too. Like there's a like my reason for this, for closing this chapter of my life, is so that I can start a new one and a better one. But some people would consider that bad. Like they would consider that toxic because they're not there. Like they're not ready for that. Like they're not ready to look at it from that perspective. Some people enjoy sulking in misery.
Well, listen, I am also a fan of, you know, just loving the beauty and misery that can be life sometimes. Okay. It also makes you feel alive, right?
I mean, I'm pretty much embracing the fact that I'm considered toxic positive. So,
yeah,
you're exactly right.
But, you know, sometimes that's okay. But the difference between toxic positivity and assigning meaning is this. Toxic positivity, I think, there's an issue with it when it comes to race and socioeconomic status. That's the biggest thing, because you can't just tell someone everything happens for a reason and it's because, you know, they don't have privilege.
Correct.
And you can't help that if you don't have privilege. Like you can't just say everything happens for a reason and then go from there. So that, I think, to me is a difference between toxic positivity and assigning a meaning.
I agree with that.
Okay. So to me, this isn't toxic positivity, because, or someone can tell me it is. This is how, like, also, these are what?
It's facts. Like, but see, people get a little uptight when you talk about privilege. And so I just want to say that, like, when people say that you have privilege, they're not saying that you don't have problems. Like they're saying that you don't have the specific problems that come from, like, oppression and systemic racism and like all of these concepts that we don't understand because of privilege, because
right.
That's what people kind of misgauge.
Oh, yes.
Is the definition of true privilege. Like I read that the other day somewhere and I remembered it because it was like, you know, privilege doesn't mean no problems. So just to define the word privilege isn't like a shot at you. It's just facts. We
right.
are privileged. Me and Elise are privileged because right. of the color of our skin. Like,
yes.
So
yes.
Just to clarify.
Yeah. I would agree with you because people don't understand really the definition of privilege. Cause they'll tell you, I was, you know, grew up in a trailer park and la, 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 la. And it's just like, oh, okay. You really don't understand because still in America, if you're white and you have a dick, you're good.
Facts.
Mm-hmm.
It just reminded me of like TikToks that I watch because I watch a lot about toxic positivity and I read a lot about it because I've mm-hmm. been accused of it so much. But it's like I truly see things this way, and like I will, like I'll validate your feel. Like if you were the type of person who needed me to validate certain feelings, like we all have bad days that we just need to be like, this fucking sucks, and for someone to be like, you know what, it's real shitty. Mm-hmm. Like I would never tell you. But in a few minutes, you're going to feel better about this. Like, I would never yeah. tell you that. I'm just going to get mad with you. Like, if you're mad, I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
But we both know, like, we have an understanding that it's this feeling of distraught that you have isn't going to last forever. So some people are just more capable of skipping that step, I feel like. Like, we can feel it for a second and then just move on and be like, well, you know what? This is going to be the meaning of this is going to be because I needed this door to close and I'm going to open up another one.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand why some might think it's toxic positivity. But for me, I still recognize mm-hmm. the pain and the hurt.
Right.
From a situation. I'm not denying the fact that correct. Things hurt. But I choose to assign my own meaning to it.
Right.
and that's how I kind of get through things. And, you know, I do believe there's a full balance between, recognizing and being hurt and kind of, you know, just not shoving that down, because I don't shove it down. I cry, I get angry. Right. But I also need to then figure out a plan at the same time.
You have to really, I think people too, who have been through a lot of shit, it's easier for them to say things could always be worse, or I'm going to make it through this regardless, because you know, you can, like, you know that you are going to be okay. Like, you know, you're going to be okay because you've been through some really rough things, like more than a lot of people. And for you to be able to say, I feel like you should be able to say that. And you should be able, you should be able to say things could always be worse. Like, things could always be harder, or, you know, to not sit in that miserable moment, I feel like is a wise thing to do.
I, like I said, I still believe though that you still have to feel it, you know, it's up to you about the time limit, I guess.
What's your time limit? Do you have a time limit?
Barring if you have a mental illness, if you have clinical depression or anxiety or whatever, that goes without saying. This is not what I'm talking about. It's just different. I'm talking about people that are not
right.
You know, okay. So let me just throw that out there, because I never want to make them feel like there's something wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with you.
No, not at all.
And so they don't have a time limit. You give yourself a time limit, barring you having any mental illnesses. Okay. So me, I don't have any mental illnesses. So I give myself a time limit, but I still allow myself to feel, I still allow myself to cry, and I still allow myself to wallow, because, everybody loves a good wallowing.
I do not.
Oh, really?
I cannot. Mm-mm. Like, I had a horrible day today. And I have to be over it within like 3 hours. If, like, it cannot, I cannot let it consume me for longer than that. Or I can't think of the last time that I have let something terrible can, like, really fuck my world up, because I cannot function like that. And I know that some people can. This is why, like, when you're like, why are you so opposed to therapy? And I'm like, I'm not opposed to it. I can't dump my feelings into something like that. Like, you've said this before too, I'm very closed off, but it's because I deal with things personally, and I can't let things replay in my head. Like, I deal with them at like Godspeed, and then I'll address them as I'm more comfortable with it. But this all goes back to me not wanting to do something that I don't want to do. Like, don't dump something on me that wasn't my choice. I need to be ready for that. So when it presents itself to me, like when the bad situation presents itself to me, I'll give myself like 3 hours maximum time. I'll cry. I'll be angry. I'll do all the things. And then I'm going to like shove it all down. And then I know what's coming. So then I'll choose to deal with it when I want to. Is that crazy? Maybe, but it works for me.
Okay. So if you had a bad day today, you would still have like work through it at a later date, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, how late?
I mean, I dealt with it as much as I could for like, it was probably like 2.5 hours where I was like super fucked up. We went to OT. We had an assessment. We came back. I talked to you. We were good. Everything was fine. And I'll deal with it later. Like, it has to be on my terms. Like, I can't, because I've had situations in my life where I had absolutely no control whatsoever. So I have to have control of this. Like, these kind of things that fall into my lap, I have to gain control somehow, like, or I will completely spiral.
Okay. Well, I can't tell you if that's good or bad.
It's really bad, actually. Like, I don't know that, but it works for me for now, or it's worked for me for like the past 10 years.
Okay.
But that's how I have to deal with it, is I have a time limit. I can't wallow in it. And I have to, like what you call assign a meaning. Like for me, assigning a meaning means for me to realize that this isn't always a consequence for my negative behavior. This isn't always a reaction by someone else because of my negative response to something. Like, certain things aren't always because I fucked up and then this is their reaction to me fucking up. Like, I have to remember that, because that to me is a consequence. Like, I didn't do something wrong. This isn't payback for something that I did, or this isn't karma. The point of this is for me to immediately recognize that this is the universe telling me that I need to do better in some aspect of my life.
I guess in that respect, we're a bit similar.
But I didn't call it assigning a meaning, I guess. Like, I thought that it was just because I knew that it could always be worse. Like, I knew that things could always be worse for me today. I immediately knew things could always be worse, and I just need to deal with it. This is at least telling, like, trying not to tell me to go to therapy. It's okay. I made my mind up today. I'm going to therapy. So,
oh, wow.
That's how fucked up this day was.
I was going to say, it must have been a fucking day. Okay.
Oh my God. But still, like, I have to deal with things on my own terms. Like, whoever my therapist is, better be ready for me to cancel on days I'm not ready to talk about it. I hope they don't have a cancellation here. I'm fucked. What? Like, I can't. So if I were, okay, so let's say that I did assign a meaning. So tell me how you would go about this. Okay. What would you do? Because that's how I do it. Me as a probably non-functional person, that's how I handle it. So how do you, if you had a really bad situation, let's talk about your current situation. How did you assign meaning that helped you?
Which current situation? I mean, pick, like 20.
Fucking pick one. Pick one. Like,
okay.
Pick one that has the best outcome after you assigned meaning.
That would be my divorce.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has been the best outcome.
Never once have I heard you say anything negative about your divorce. Ever.
Well, they just had the family reunion. And I mean, that made me really sad.
That's hard. That's so hard. Like,
yeah.
Separating you'd lose your family.
Yeah, that was I loved and still love his family. So that was hard for me.
Once divorce is finalized, do you think that you'll be able to have a relationship with them again, or is it just over?
I mean, I still have a relationship, you know. They're all so, again, they're amazing. And they're all wonderful to me and supportive. And I still talk to a lot of them. But it's still like the fact that they had the reunion and I wasn't there, it was just a big like slap in the face of like, oh, well, yeah, that's not my family. First cousins and aunts and all of that. Yeah. I still, brother, sister, still talk though, but that's a hard part for me, 'cause I love his family so much. But okay. You know, I'll tell when I was fired. I was fired one time in my life and it was fucking devastating. Like, I cried so much. I cried when I got fired. It was terrible. It was horrifying. The least I am now would not have responded that way. I probably would have told them to go fuck themselves, but I cried.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. It wasn't anywhere in the last 10 years, but it was, you know, whatever. So, a meaning I assigned to it was this. I'm just fucking terrible. And of course this would happen to me and la, 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 la. But it wasn't until much later, and I learned about assigning meetings, that I understand exactly why the universe came in and kicked my ass like that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if I hadn't have gotten fired, then I would have, I would never have had Felicity.
Right.
And that's the truth. I put in so much time and so much effort into this job. It was my life.
Right.
And I wouldn't have to have time for anybody. And so I had Felicity because of getting fired.
Okay.
So that kind of allowed me to, because I got fired, and then I had my daughter because I got fired, which I never would have had. It allowed me to kind of understand that the world doesn't work out kind of the way you want, but I was still learning that. And then Felicity was born and she has Down syndrome. And that was another kicking my ass type of situation where I'm like, okay, I get it now. I get it. Like, this doesn't have anything to do with me as a person internalizing things. Do you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. then I learned to assign that meaning. So to me, getting fired, getting divorced, having a child with Down syndrome, it all makes sense now. It all makes sense. So now I got to roll with it. Now I'm rolling with it, with whatever the fuck life throws at me, because I ain't planning for any of it, but I'm right where I need to be.
Heard that and agree with all of it. So I was divorced, like I was married before and I got divorced, and I struggled with infertility and then carrying a baby full term was not in the cards for me. My ex actually told me that this was like the last straw for me, was that he told me that I don't deserve to be a mom and he hopes all of my children die.
God, Jesus Christ.
So that was it for me. It
should have been.
It was over after that. So, I got remarried, obviously, and I have a little girl who has Down syndrome. When she was born, it was like, she didn't have her diagnosis until she was a little over 2 weeks old. So when we got her official diagnosis, Marcus came in there and I was just looking at her and talking to her and just telling her everything's going to be okay. And he hugged me and he said, I just want you to know that none of this is happening because of anything that you've ever done wrong. Because mm-hmm. he immediately knew that I thought that I deserved something that wasn't quote unquote ideal because mm-hmm. I had an abortion when I was younger. So, and that was one thing that my ex-husband always held over my head, that I killed my baby, so I don't deserve a baby. That was always what he said to me. And, so that was the first thing Marcus said to me, was that you did not deserve this. Like, just remember that you did not deserve this. And I was like, I know, like my birthday is World Down Syndrome Day. Like, it's just perfect for me. Like she's my little bestie, mm-hmm. but like, I would have never had her if I wouldn't have gone through the shittiest marriage. I hope you're fucking listening. And like a horrible divorce and I loved his sisters, and it was just really hard because also I lost his family. And then when we received that diagnosis, it was like, oh, okay, I'm going to assign this meaning to it. And not, mm-hmm. but like at the time, like I didn't realize that's what it was, because assigning meaning isn't in Christianity. Like mm-hmm. we've talked about this, like your belief versus how you perceive things versus how I perceive things are so different. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually start looking into things the way that you see them and the way that Marcus sees them until after Everly was born. So almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So like, mm-hmm. to me, I was like, I still really had a relationship with God and, you know, all of these things. And I'm just like, why did you make me lose 4 pregnancies before that? Like, you know, like, and it was like, then I realized the meaning behind these things. Like I assigned that meaning after I had Everly, was because I had to have time to grieve Like that was a loss to me, was every time I lost a child. Like I needed to experience a true loss before this chapter of my life started, because to me, this wasn't grief. This wasn't a loss. Like this was a completely different experience for me than what it would have been if I didn't have my past. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So no, it's like, I don't believe that she's here to teach me a lesson, but I believe I had to go through a lot of things in order to be the mom to her that I am today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I mean, and when I had Felicity, I immediately was like, all of the things that went through my head were about me and how inadequate I was, you know? Mm-hmm. And those things that I was thinking was me assigning a meaning mm-hmm. to Down syndrome.
Right.
So I chose to assign a negative meaning, which is, you know, I was inadequate. I am right. unable to produce a healthy baby.
Because she actually had a NICU stay uh-huh. and she was actually sick, right?
She was born with fluid in her stomach and her lung. Okay. Left lung.
Okay.
And so she was in the NICU for a few weeks. She needed a platelet transplant. She's on oxygen. Mm-hmm. But this was when I didn't know about assigning a meaning.
Right.
This is when I just had assumed that there's built in meaning to something. So, you know, oh, my baby has Down syndrome. Well, it's because I'm inadequate. That's just the way it is. That's the facts of the world.
So you assigning a negative, that initial, this is crazy to me, not crazy, but like, this is just so different for me. So you, that initial assigned meaning for Down syndrome for you was that it was like, because you weren't good enough. Right.
Right.
But like, for me, it was like, this is going to sound so crazy to you. It was like, God like planned this for me. Like God had a plan and a purpose. Like for me, this is so weird, y'all. Okay. Like I'm in a religious crisis if y'all haven't figured that out yet. Okay. So it's like, for me, I've always relied on God to assign the meaning and I would just embrace it. But technically I was assigning my own meaning yep. anyway. Right. Yep. Like, so
it wasn't God, it was you.
So it was like, to me, so why was it that your meaning was totally different than mine? Like, is it because that I had faith in things? So I thought that something positive, this was a positive lesson in a way, like a positive situation, something positive has to come out of this because this was in the hands of the Lord.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it has to do with your life experience.
But my life experiences was pretty shitty. Like I should have been mad at God.
I don't know. All I could say is because of all of the trauma that I endured in my childhood,
mm-hmm.
And not feeling worthy. Okay. So mm-hmm. that is why I had the feelings I had about right. Down syndrome because of course I'm not worthy enough to have a healthy baby. Of course. And that's why my built-in meaning was that. It just went into the schema that I have. And let me tell you what some people don't know what a schema is. Schemas are categories, right? So when you're little and you learn about animals, they're all in one animal schema. So all animals fit into one. And as you get older, you realize there are different ones like barn animals, zoo animals, jungle animals, house pets, blah, 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 right? So a schema is kind of what you tell yourself. Your biggest schema is what you tell yourself all the time. So I grew up in a situation where I was told by action and verbally that I was not good enough. And eventually,
I said, fuck them.
And eventually, like, if that's being told to you by people that are supposed to care about you and love you, you start to believe it and you start to listen. So in my head for most of my life, the schema was you are not worthy. You are not lovable. Right. So everything fit, you fit everything into that schema, mm-hmm. whatever that schema is running through your head. So there's always that something you tell yourself often that everything fits in. And when something doesn't fit in and something like good happens or amazing, it's your exception because your schema is still the rule. Right.
Right.
And so to me, when I had a child with Down syndrome, it fit into that schema. Of course, I'm not worthy. You know what I mean? And so that was the built-in meaning for that. And that is why it was different for me than you. We had different life experiences. You had several miscarriages. I didn't at the time. I've had one since, but not before Felicity.
Right. I just wonder too, if it's like, you know, people, my friends who are agnostic or atheists, they always say that they respect my feelings because I still believe in God. And mm-hmm. it's because unless you can prove, like, I need hard proof that God doesn't exist, because now that I'm out of church, my religion doesn't negatively affect anyone. It doesn't negatively affect me, like in the judgment that I have, like, whereas before I was very judgmental and because that's what I was taught. Like, I was taught to judge people so harshly that I don't know how I even coexisted with people, honestly. Like, it was, it's ridiculous. Like, and I have friends who never grew up in church at all, and I'll tell them things and they're like, what? Like, I cannot believe that this was taught to you. And I'm like, this is real. Like, I swear, like, this is really how crazy it was. And for me, like, all these people say, like, I respect how you feel because, you know, it's just a feel good feeling for you now that you've stepped out of church and you're no longer judgmental towards these same things like politics and just social factors and racism and things like this, you know, it's different, but, you know, whatever, that's a whole different story. But the point is that, like, you know, for me, it was just a feel good, like, because to me, every miscarriage that I had, I would be like, well, you know what, God, I know that you didn't see me fit this time, but whenever you're ready to like, let me be a mom, you better show off. Like, you better have something big planned for me. And mm-hmm. he did. Like, that's how I felt. Like, that was my perception of it all. But then when I remove God from that, that's just me assigning a meaning.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Mm.
Or I should probably quit drinking Trulies.
No, but it's true though. Like, you were assigning that meaning, and that's how you were moving on and going forward.
Interesting.
And so for you was a little more positive. You were finding the positive in it and assigning that. Whereas I was doing it in a negative way, but that kind of proves my point. There is no built-in meaning.
Exactly. Like, that's what it's just really interesting because you and Marcus and my friend Jordan are the only three people that I talk to for one. But also that I suck so much, but that also do not, like, y'all are not from the same area as me. Like, she's from LA. You're from Indiana, right?
Yeah. Right outside and Chicago. Then, I don't like to say just Indiana.
Marcus is from Germany, and he grew up in a time where, you know, religion wasn't allowed. So it's just really interesting to be surrounded by people who grew up polar opposites of me. And I was taught that I could, like, if I were still in the church, I wouldn't be allowed to be y'all's friend or his wife.
Yeah. That's sad.
It's really fucked up. Like, how is that even a thing? But there's no meaning to assign to that, right? Like, they don't teach us how to assign the meaning to that. Like, what God has planned, you know, what they say to me is that what God's plan is when these kind of relationships present themselves. You want to hear this?
Hey.
it's my turn. Like, this is an opportunity for me to witness to you and for me to win you over to the Lord.
Oh, wow. Just that's FYI, the meaning. That's never worked with anybody in my life that has come from that because I just, no, thank you.
It's just so weird how like these two different kind of worlds, like the assigning meaning we still do, but because I have the feel good positivity where I have to see the bigger picture. And that's what's been instilled in me from the beginning. I have to see something positive. Like there has to be a reason for this. Like I see that, like that was what always hit me first. That was that feeling. It was never guilt. It was never what's wrong for me. What's wrong with me? It was always what is this purpose? What is God's plan for my life? Like these were always the meaning. That was always the assignment that I had. Mm-hmm. So to hear it from like assigning my own meaning, it's almost the same when you remove God from the picture, because you know why, because when you take God out of it, like that's ultimately what I was doing and that's what I was groomed to do. And I was always groomed not to think negatively because negative things come from the devil, you know, like that's
right.
The,
yeah.
That's the,
like
world.
God wouldn't have negative plans for you,
but God does allow childhood leukemia and cancer and tragedies to take your children away from you. But we won't talk about that. They don't want to talk about that. Like that's what's so crazy. It's like, it's grooming. That's all that is. And it's just like, when you really step away from it and look in, I can see where I was taught that atheists and agnostics are just not good people. I was taught that they worship the devil. Okay. Let's just,
wow.
Yeah. Bold statement, right? Mm-hmm. It was like, but I was always so interested because there was so much freedom within my friends who didn't believe in God. Like they lived their life. Their parents were awesome. Their parents did not have the same kind of rules that I grew up with, but they loved their kids and they loved their kids' friends. And like, it was just a different world for me, but they still assigned meaning. Like all of them were taught to assign their own meaning. I can guarantee you, like not verbatim, like this is, it wasn't like when they were children, this is you assigning your meaning, but like secondary to life circumstances, I feel like that was what their parents instilled in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I wish I had known about this earlier. I think it could have helped me understand more, but it also came into my life right when I needed it the most.
But you had to teach yourself.
Yeah.
Like if you raised yourself, like how would you have known?
I don't know. I mean, I wish someone would have taught me. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Like, but it's just like, it blows my mind to think about like, how would it be to raise my, if I raise myself, girl, I would just be such a mess. Like that. I don't even know. Yeah. We wouldn't be here.
I mean, I am a mess. What do you think I'm in therapy for?
You're not a mess. People in therapy are not a mess.
That's true.
I'm going to start therapy and I'm not a mess.
I wish you guys could see her face. Yeah. So, okay. But barring God from the whole situation, because again, I am not an atheist. I wouldn't even know what to call me. I'm not agnostic.
How come you're not?
Because I have a specific belief in what I believe.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like I don't believe, and I'm going to cut this out, but I'm just going to say it. I believe that God is not a person.
Mm-hmm.
God is the collection of all of us and our souls. And we could call this collective God, but it's not just one man.
It's like the comprehensive.
It's just all of us. That's our God.
But that's what it is. It's like, so even in Christianity, like we talk about the Alpha and Omega. Like, I don't know if you know about that, but so for that is God. Alpha and Omega is God.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it doesn't make sense, right? Yeah, I know. So basically, it's like the way they define it is that this is the comprehensive completion of God, the beginning and the end, which would be all of our souls together.
Yeah. But I mean, I just believe that there's a collective, that that's what the collective is God. We're all God. There's no man up there.
So assigning meaning would be your divorce, because like your best assigned meaning would be your divorce because of everything that came after it. That wouldn't have happened if you wouldn't have gotten divorced.
Well, and here's the thing. So initially when everything happened, I thought the built-in meaning was, of course, why wouldn't this be the end? Why wouldn't this, because I'm unworthy, I'm unlovable, right? So had I continued that path of thinking that was the built-in meaning, when really it was just me assigning a negative meaning to it,
right?
Things wouldn't have progressed the way they had in my life, right?
Right.
So I could have gone down that path, that negative, this is shit type path. But when I learned that it wasn't a built-in meaning, that it was a negative meaning that I gave it, and that I had the power to give it a different meaning, then things started happening in my life. Cause I was like, holy fuck.
I wrote
an ebook. I started a podcast. I lost some weight. I look better. I feel better. Am I anxious? Absolutely. I mean,
but I'm gonna be better.
Yeah. Like I just have faith in myself.
Right.
And, that again, the universe kicked my ass really hard 3 times in my life. More than that, probably, but the real big times were getting fired, having a child with Down syndrome, and then this marriage, the end of it. And in each, the last two things, I realized like how much it needed to kick my ass in order for me to move to a different path, because I was not on the right path. So in the knowledge of all of this, that I finally realized that I could put my own meaning to it. Things started to happen for me, and I started to like go down this entire different path that I wouldn't have had I kept saying it's because of me, it's because I'm unworthy, it's because I'm unlovable, and just crying and being upset and just feeling terrible. But now look at me, like you and I probably wouldn't have been friends.
Right.
There's just so much that has happened that's good because of me learning that I can assign that meaning, and that no meaning is built into anything. So it has really helped me, and it helped me get to the path of therapy and realize and really working on myself for the first time in my life and finding my authentic self. And loving myself and changing that schema that I have, and just all of the opportunities that the divorce has brought me. Has it still brought tears and frustration and everything like that? Absolutely. And I don't really talk about those specific things just because he is my daughter's father.
Right.
So no matter what issues that I have with him, that's still my daughter's father, and I won't do that.
Right.
So there have been hard times, and there are frustrations, and yeah, don't get me wrong. So I'm not just like, doo doo doo, everything's great and we're best friends and la la la. No, 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 no. But I can say like those times I allow myself to feel that, but then I just have to realize and be grateful for coming across videos that taught me how to change my thinking and therefore change my life and lead me to who I am today. And I keep just getting better. I just keep getting better with every therapy session, with every boundary I put down, with every endeavor that I put myself and my soul into. I keep getting better. So to me, that's why it's important. That's one of the things that I continue to talk about to people is there's two things in life. Learn that there's no built-in meaning and have gratitude. Don't forget to rate our podcast and fill in a review for us, that would be awesome on Apple. And if you have any questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please feel free to leave that at www.loveherleaveherwild.com. And there's a submission form. We're sponsored by Rose and Grace. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram. We're sponsored by my upcoming ebook, Love Her, Leave Her Wild, and Dear Mom, an organization that supports mothers with children with Down syndrome. I don't know why I'm just like, oh, I say this every time, but so yeah, I hope you're able to understand what we're trying to talk about. I hope that it helps you as much as it helps me, and check out some of the videos by Aaron Dowdy. You can check them out on YouTube. I haven't watched all of them because he has massive amount, but
this is the first time I've heard of him.
I don't know how I came across him, to be honest with you, but I'm thankful I did. And some of the things that he says, really go into books like The Secret and The Laws of Attraction. Manifesting the universe, la, 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 that have really, everything has just coincided in my life so much, but I really, love him and what he has to say. And, that one video just really changed my life. And I watched it like maybe 5 different times. And I will still go back to watch it to just like refresh, myself and in my path. And I hope this helped one of you today to, see the different path.
It helped me.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad. Okay. Until next time, guys. Thanks for listening to us. These topics have been pretty intense, but, my whole thought process was, the podcast was to help people.
And make you laugh. Actually normally have heavy ass burdens that they're carrying around. Everyone does. Like, just because you exist in the world and you seem normal doesn't mean that you don't have a bunch of shit going on.
Yep.
I always cuss so much in these. Oh my God. Is my mouth really like this?
Mine's worse. I don't know why I don't swear more. But yeah, I want to help people, and I just always have. It's been my drive. And so I hope this episode helped. It helped me learning about it, and, we're always here for you. So drop us a line and we will catch you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Love you. Bye.